my name is Jill Castle. I do have a son, Anthony, with Duchenne, who's 10 years old, and I have another son, Oliver, who's 8, who is affected by Duchenne, but he does not have it. I'll just give you a quick introduction. I was really moved a few days ago when we started this conference before all the medical and scientific information started to spin our heads. And we had an introductory group where everybody who was new to the conference introduced themselves and where they were from. And it was very moving. And it was interesting to hear everybody because everybody had kind of the same story. And our whole theme of this conference is about connecting. And I think as parents who are attending, you know that you get great comfort from this conference to meet other parents so that you can say, me too. You know, I've got your life as well, or something similar to it. And I think for our boys that are able to attend this year and then have them meet other boys has been very important for them to know that they aren't alone. And I just think that a couple of years ago I was trying to look at the picture of keeping my whole family well, and I was really looking for resources for my other son because I thought there's resources for us parents, support groups, there's support for our kiddos that have disabilities, but what about the brothers and sisters that have a brother with a disability in our case, and their lives are very different and they're altered. There's some good stuff about it and there's some not so good stuff, and it's not to point fingers at anything, but I just think that to keep our family well, we need to look at the total picture. And also for practitioners and clinicians that are here, I think if you're really and truly going to say that you're going to practice family-centered care, I think that means the whole family that we have to look at. So what I did was I went and took a class on sibling support just to learn how I could do a better job with my own children. And the program is called siblingsupport.org, and you can go there to get information. But what they did is I got roped into becoming a facilitator of an amazing project called Sib Shops. And what Sib Shops does is in local areas, you can become a facilitator, and they have pedal-to-the-metal recreational fun groups for siblings of kiddos with disabilities. So I am up here to plug that a little bit in the sense that I'd love it if you find this interesting, you find this important, maybe go back to your communities and get somebody that's interested in starting these groups. You can become a facilitator. There's also in the blue a document that, based on research, what they have found is very important to siblings. They had some criteria that they came up with that they all felt the same way, and they all felt that they needed the same thing in their lives, and they put together a document for parents and service providers to look at to kind of base their decisions on. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to moderate this panel, this amazing panel. Last year we were pulling teeth to get kids to talk, and this year we've got an amazing response. So we've taken questions prior to this, and I've got the questions. And we're going to go through first real quickly, and I'm going to have everybody introduce themselves and tell me your name, okay, who you are, tell me your favorite thing to do, and then I want you to just tell me about your brother with Duchenne and how old they are. Okay, and we're just going to quickly do an introduction, okay?
My name is Abigail, and my favorite thing to do is dance, and my brother with Duchenne's is 7 years old.
My name is Lauren, and I'm a figure skater, so I love ice skating, and my little brother is 8, and he has Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
My name is Timmy, and I like to swim, and my brother is 8 years old.
My name is John, and I like playing baseball, and my brother is 5 years old.
My name is Alex. My favorite thing to do is play Call of Duty, and I have a brother who's 11 years old.
Hi, my name's Mallory, and I like to hang out with my friends, and I have a brother who's 8 years old.
Hi, my name is Sheila, and one of my favorite things to do is take photographs, and my brother is 37 years old.
My name is Caitlin. My favorite thing to do is play sports. My brother's 14.
Hi, I'm back here. My name's Robert Knight. I love to play soccer, and my little brother is 9 years old.
Hi, my name is Maria McDonald, and I'm from Missouri, and my little brother Mark is 5, and I love to hang out with all the kids.
Hi, my name is Steven. I like to play baseball, and my brother is 5.
Hey, I'm Thomas McDonald. I enjoy playing baseball, and my brother Mark is 5.
They all have the same brother, by the way. It's not a coincidence.
My name's Kat, and my brother's 16, and I like to play sports.
My name's Hannah. My brother is 8, and I like to travel.
My name is Robert McDonald, and I like to golf, and my brother's 5.
Mike, there. Okay, if you have, I'm going to start with questions. We have not told them the questions, so I don't know how long the answers are going to take, so I don't know how many questions we're going to get in. But if you have any additional questions, you can hand them to Ryan, and we can, if we have time, we'll fit them in. I do want to tell you that I did tell these young folks that regardless of whether their parents are in the audience or not, they cannot help us do a better job unless they are honest, okay? So you can't hold anything against them when they go home, okay? So my first question to you guys, and we're going to start here, and we'll have a few people answer it, and then I'm going to switch the question, okay? Do you ever have questions about your brother that you're afraid to ask your parents?
Yes, and it's usually about how it's going to affect him later in life.
The same for me.
Sometimes.
I don't really have any questions to ask my parents.
Do you think it is important for you to get information? Do you want the information from your parents?
Yeah, because we're pretty much with them all the time, so we should know what's going on.
I think it's good to have the information because you can, like, explain it to people who ask questions.
I think it's good to have an open conversation with your parents and to be honest but to try not to be too fearful or anxious, but to make sure that as a sibling, like, your maybe fears or concerns are heard and acknowledged, and just, I guess, keep the conversation simple if that's even possible.
I would say being educated is very important so that you're able to help out your parents when needed, because a lot of stress is placed on them from having a child with a disability, and you can take a lot of that off if you are educated.
So, Robert, I'm going to ask you on that note, somebody pass him the mic.
I can talk loud, but
he needs a mic. I wanted to know if, you know, on that note, do you worry about your parents and the load that they carry? And does that change how you present problems and issues of your own to them?
Well, it definitely, the situation that we're in definitely affects how I bring up certain events or certain occurrences or whatever is going on. It makes it, so it's much more of a delicate situation. It's kind of like politics. You don't want to, you know, push somebody the wrong way. So you kind of have to think it through a little bit more. Instead of just bringing something up directly, you kind of have to find a way to bring it up to a point where they'll be able to understand what you're saying and understand what your implication is and how you can get the best results without causing the least, with it, by causing the least amount of problems.
So what about other people in your community? Do you feel that if they were to say anything about your brother, this goes to you, that the more education you have, the better equipped you would be to deal with people in the community?
Well, we live in kind of a smaller community, so most of the people know, but then like sometimes they don't know. Like they just kind of, oh, yeah, and they don't really open up and ask, well, really, what's it about? They just kind of, oh, yeah, and they just kind of go on.
kind of like they're, that's him, but they're not asking
they don't want to ask more. So, but it is better to be educated, because if you do find someone who does want to know more, or they're open to hear about it, that you have something to say.
So how do you guys do that? I mean, if there's somebody and something going on and you want them to know information, what do you do?
Well, what I would usually do is refer them to like the website or tell them what they want to know, but not give them too much information to bore them over the topic if they're just...
So we're going to shift gears a little bit. What about the distribution of labor in your home? Do you ever get upset about maybe having too many chores or it being unfair? Maybe this isn't a good question for your home.
That's wrong to me.
Go ahead. That'd be great.
I think it's fairly kind of even throughout most, like, the older kids, like at least the older five. We're expected to uphold our own, and if we don't, we get in trouble for that. So, right now, I mean, Mark doesn't have too many responsibilities. I mean, he's only like five right now, so I mean, he's not asked to do like much more than we were asked at that age. So,
do you want to comment on that?
No. Okay.
Is there anybody here? Let's do this then. Is there anybody here that feels that sometimes the responsibilities are not fairly distributed? Well, it's your turn anyway.
Okay. Sometimes, well, I would have to do more than he would. He's 16, so simple things like the laundry and dishes and getting his own medicine, I would have to do, even though he can do those things. Like, I don't think my parents really understand how much he is capable of doing. And he really can't, like, he can't reach the top shelf to put cups away, but he can pull dishes out of the dishwasher, and he can put his own laundry into the washing machine. Like, he can do all these simple things. So you just have to give him a little more credit than he probably might be.
Do you want to go this way with the microphone? Because we haven't really given a chance down here in the top. Okay. Is there ever a time that you wish you had other siblings? So that, how many siblings in your family?
Three.
Okay. Do any of you only have you and your brother? Okay. Do any of you feel that you wish you had more siblings so that it wasn't kind of all on you?
No, because then we'd have to share more of our stuff.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you want to go?
I wish we did have more siblings so I don't have to hang around boys.
Okay for now?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's say, what's the best thing about having a brother with Duchenne? What's the most positive thing you can think of? Go ahead.
He's lovable. He's a little teddy bear.
Yeah, well, my brother, I mean, there's four of us and three sisters and just my little brother. And he's, like, really gentle and he doesn't, like, wrestle or anything. So he's not that, he's not like he's a pain or anything.
Pass if you don't want to answer.
We get to go to Disney World and different places.
Get to cut through, huh? Yeah. You don't have to stand in line.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Kind of like he said, we get to go to a whole bunch of cool places. So.
You get to meet a lot of people.
Yeah, I think what I found is that my brother has become incredibly, super awesomely generous. Like last summer, he just bought my mama like a flat screen TV for the house because like she works really hard, you know, with him, and she does such a great job being a mom, but also, you know, kind of drawing that line and being a caregiver and stuff like that. And he's done an incredible stuff for me while I've been working on my degrees and stuff, helping me out with like buying a computer and stuff like that. So I feel like he's, you know, aware of maybe ways that he lacks in, you know, simple physical things or in other areas of his life and stuff. And so he compensates a bit in his generosity, which is, it's wonderful on a lot of levels, I have to say.
I think that it makes you realize kind of the blessings in your life, like being able to walk and play sports and all of that. And my brother's just, he's got a great personality. He's really fun to hang out with. And
Well, basically what John said.
Okay. You guys agree on the thing?
Pretty much what everyone else said all together.
Okay. Anybody have anything extra to add? You guys? Robert does. Go down there to him.
Interesting story. No, seriously, though. So my brother got a service dog about almost 2 years ago. And about 2 months ago, we got asked by Milkbone to do one of the It's Good to Give commercials. So really cool thing that my brother and I got to do was me, my mom, and my brother, and Amber, of course, went out to Atlanta and filmed this commercial for 3 days prior to finals. Which wasn't helpful, but it was a good experience, and I had fun with it. I've also gotten to do the advocacy out in Washington, D.C. once, and I've run 5 half marathons. So, I mean, it really has opened up a lot of opportunities for me over the years, which is pretty cool.
Okay, so my question then is, you know, on the other side of that, what's your least favorite thing about it, about having a brother with Duchenne? What's just not so great? Start.
I can start. Or you
yeah, you can start, and we'll go backwards.
Well, backwards, okay. Well, hey, look, my mom's not leaving this time. Sorry, last year she got up and left. So, one of the challenging things about having a brother with DMD is there's a lot, well, at least for me, a lot higher expectations, both just in general, but also with like chores around the house and just things in general that I have to do. I feel overwhelmed. What will end up happening is I'll come home from work at like 7 o'clock, and my mom will ask me to take out the trash. And as I'm taking out the trash, my dad will ask me to when I can cut the yard. And once he's done with that, asking me about the yard, my mom will ask me if I can fold the laundry. And then my dad will ask me if I can help with something else, and my mom will ask me if I can do a bunch of stuff for the golf tournament, and it just slowly it piles up, and eventually it gets to a point where you're just like, I need a break, and you just kind of want to just stop and relax and take a break and kind of get a moment to kind of gather your thoughts. And I think that's been one of the most challenging things, is kind of finding a way to be able to kind of make it so that way everything is easier for you to do, but at the same time you can get all the stuff done that you need to or are asked to do, even however challenging it may be.
Okay. Does any of you guys want to add? Is there anything that you guys want to add about what you could live without?
Yeah, I mean, just watching them struggle every day with stuff that's like would have been simple like when I was 5, like going upstairs or being able to jump. Simple things like that.
Yeah, well, for my brother, it's just hard seeing how short he is and seeing with the other kids. And, like, our neighbor, he's, like, 5, and they're, like, the same height, and he's, like, stronger.
I wish he had Duchenne's because one day they were at a golfing thing, and some kids made fun of Sam's height, and I don't like that happening. But my brother Jake stood up and kicked him.
Okay. Okay, good. So I wanted to ask you guys, and this can be positive. I wanted to see if you were giving advice to parents about what they might do to make your experience better, whether it's taking a private date with you at some point without your brother, or maybe having activities affected by what your brother can and can't do. I would like to hear some input. I'm sure we all would like to hear some input from you if you have any suggestions about what we can do as parents to support you. Anyone want to speak up besides Robert? No. I'm kidding. We'll get you. I'm kidding, sweetie.
Well, what I would say to do is whatever you're doing, get everyone involved, even though if you have to slow everything down, like if you're playing maybe basketball, you can lower the rim, or if you're playing wiffle ball or
soccer, you can slow it down for so everyone can play.
I was just teasing. Go ahead, Rob.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay. Well, I think the big thing is that, well, at least in some sense, I understand when I was my brother's age, I was able to do a lot of stuff. There was a lot of chores. I got paid for some of them. It just worked out that way. And I understand that my brother can't do the same amount of stuff that I can, but sometimes it's helpful if there's help, you know? I mean, just, you know, if you're unloading the dishwasher, if you could get some help from your little brother, or, you know, just find a way to interact with them while doing work or being able to help out. And, like, sometimes it just, it gets a little overwhelming, and sometimes you just need a minute to just kind of sit there and gather your thoughts and kind of just take a little bit of time to yourself and just kind of get in your own little bubble and be in your little happy place, you know, whether it's Wonderland or Chocolate Factory or wherever it may be. Just allowing for them to have that opportunity to just kind of relax for a minute and just kind of get all of their thoughts together, because as a sibling, there's a lot of pressure put on. I mean, not only do you have the same stuff that your parents do on some level, not necessarily with financials or anything like that, but you have to deal with watching them every day, and you have to, you know, pick up the extra work. You have to do all the work around the house that they ask you to. Sometimes it's just best to give them a moment to just kind of let it out and just kind of relax and kind of become more comfortable with the situation wherever or whenever that situation may arise.
So aside from that's great input, is there any other suggestions that any of you have? Can you to give us, other than giving you time? I totally appreciate that.
A unicorn's
a great suggestion.
I'm obviously not a parent, so I don't know what you guys go through all the time, but there's a lot of pressure on us, and I feel like a lot of times that the pressure that's put on you comes back to us, and we're sort of kind of like a backbone for all of you, because we're that extra support that our siblings can't take over, and so it's more pressure and more responsibility, and we get the backlash, I guess, to put from everything else that goes on within a family. And that can be too much, and it's not really fair.
What I would say is to take the time to nurture and celebrate the uniqueness of the unaffected sibling in the same way that you work really hard to raise up the uniqueness and fabulousness of your son that's affected, you know, to make sure that you're paying attention to what strengths they have and what likes they have and what makes them, like I said, also fabulous and unique, and make an extra effort, I think, to really celebrate that and recognize that, you know, don't you know, you're rushing out the door to get to the dance recital and a million other things because you're very focused on making sure, you know, your son's chair is loaded and you need everything. Try and switch that around and really make, like, that special dance recital day about the sibling. You know, I think that going along the same lines of what was just said, I think as a sibling, with someone who's affected, you find you have these enormous, amazing strengths, and you learn about yourself really quickly, and you gain, I think, a lot of confidence and a lot of skills and things you never thought you had, and that's really great. And you find yourself carrying a lot of things with relation to your family. And so it's easy, I think, as a parent to say, you know, like, well, they're okay. Like, they're strong. It's awesome. They're strong. I don't have to worry about them as much, you know. So I would say, you know, make sure you're conscious about really celebrating the individuality of your unaffected kids.
Does anybody have any closing thoughts that you thought
we haven't covered up here? And also, if you don't, do you have any funny stories or something heartwarming about your brother that they did? Anybody? Bernie?
It's not really funny, but when my brother was in pre-K, there were these kids that were picking on him, and his best friend walked up, punched him in the nose, and ended up almost breaking the kid's nose. And then the best friend did not tell anyone except for when his mom got there, and he was like, I'd do it all over again. And then he told him why, and it was like they were making fun of Seth. And so now their rule is you can only get into fights if they're making fun of Seth. And so... yeah, that's it.
Go ahead.
I think, like, it's really good for youth to, like, take the siblings to places where they can meet other siblings with, like, such as conference where they can have friends who have brothers who have Duchenne and are going through the same thing, because the relationship with the friends are so different, and it's, like, really cool, I guess, yeah.
So, 2 years ago, it was 3 years ago, I was moving into a new school. I was going from middle school to high school, and we went to like a picnic where, you know, all the kids come together. It's kind of like a, yay, we're going back to school, woohoo, everybody's excited, not. And so what ended up happening was I was hanging out with a couple of people that I'd met and was becoming friends with, and my brother was wandering off and just started messing around with one of these kids. And what ended up happening was he ended up getting pushed down. And so he ended up getting pushed down, and I turned over, and my brother was screaming. My mom went and ran and picked him up. I went over there, and I just started yelling at the kid because I was extremely frustrated at this kid who thought he was, at the time, 13, thought it was okay for him to push down a kid who was, you know, 5 or 6 years old, half of his size, third of his weight, and he just thought it was totally okay to do that. And I just literally lashed out at him because I was so frustrated at how he thought. I mean, even if my brother didn't have Duchenne muscular dystrophy, even if he was still 5 years old and this kid pushed him down, I still would have gone and yelled at him. But it was so much more intense for me because of the fact that he had pushed down my brother who had Duchenne, and we ended up taking it to the school, although that didn't go anywhere, but, you know, that's politics for you. And it was a really frustrating situation all the way around. Somehow I was able to get over it and kind of make amends with the kid over the course of 2 years. But, I mean, it was one of those things where it just frustrated and bothered me so much for the longest time.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, when Sam was in preschool, he had these girls hugging on him and said that he was a teddy bear. And my mom told me he was in second grade, that these girls said he was cute.
Just quickly, I don't have any funny stories that I can tell about my brother that he hasn't already probably shared with a lot of you, nor do I have any that I could share in mixed and young company, so find him out, I'll tell you. But I just wanted to say to all of you that you're all doing an amazing job as parents. You look up at this panel, we've got amazing kids up here and amazing kids in the audience. And if we as siblings don't tell you that enough, we should. And you're here, and so that makes you amazing parents, and you're doing a great, great job. So you should be proud of that.
Okay, well, my little brother, I think it was like first grade, and I don't even know if my parents know, but he had a girlfriend in first grade, and he was like the happiest kid for, I don't know, for all of first grade, but I just thought about it was really cute. Then he's also always invited to every girl's birthday party.
I would just like to say to the parents that you seriously all work so hard just being here, and there's so many parents that just kind of, you know, oh, darn, my kid has this thing, what am I going to do? And they just stay with their doctor where they are, even if their doctor's, like, really bad. And, guys, you work so hard. I see my mom every day, and she never stops. And I think it's just important for you all to just take a day off and take a break. Really, everyone needs it. So, yeah, that's all.
Does anybody else have something to add? We have a couple more minutes. The last question I wanted to know was, do you have any jealousies? I mean, do you get jealous sometimes at all the attention that your sibling gets?
No, not really. Just because, I mean, if he gets any more attention, I mean, the cards he was dealt are a lot worse than what I was. So I don't feel anything.
I don't really get jealous because I don't have a disease, so I should be grateful. And that's pretty much
it. But do you think that's kind of a burden sometimes, too? I mean, if you have a problem, isn't your problem just as important to you as somebody else's problem is to them? Do you ever feel that you get not fair amount of time spent on your problem? Or maybe you're even afraid. Are you ever afraid to ask about your problem? Because it seems small?
Nope.
No? Okay, go ahead.
Well, in our family, it's pretty balanced, and we don't really talk about it much, so, like, we're all, like, have our own things, and there's never really any more attention on Ryan than anyone else.
For me, I think it all compensates for each other. We're, like, stuck on this whole it's fair principle. So, like, he has a disease, and that's not fair. So, like, he gets more attention or he gets this or that. So then that makes it almost, no, not even almost, but a little closer to being fair. So I don't never feel any jealousy, but I don't really like a lot of attention. That turns into pestering with me. So here, it goes under Robert.
Go ahead first, and then Robert.
Okay, most of the time I forget that he has it. I mean, we just treat him like a normal kid, and, like, it's kind of hard to tell, like, on a normal basis because you see him all the time doing the same thing. So, like.
So on the same lines as that day off, how many of you guys golf? No, I'm serious. How many of you guys golf?
Dad.
Raise your hand.
Okay.
How many of you guys leave before Monday? Oh, well. I was going to say, if any of you guys don't leave before Monday, my family's putting on a charity golf tournament about 20, 30 minutes up the road. Really nice course. It's a private course. It's PGA Tour quality.
Okay, thank you for the commercial, Robert. That's enough. Okay, so did anybody else have anything left to say? We're going to wrap up in a minute.
I'd say first, like, I see my brother just as my brother, first off. Like, I don't see him as someone who has Duchenne. Like, I just like to see him as my brother.
No more burning desires here. Okay. You have another question? Okay. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want you to know I was a sibling, and now I'm a mother of a child with Duchenne, and you guys are the hidden treasures, because when your parents are weak, we really do count on you guys, and you're so brave, and you're so wonderful, and don't think that your love and support ever goes unnoticed. And on another note, I'm very happy that you have someone to talk to, because years ago there was no one to talk to. And to see all you wonderful people up there helping out, it's truly amazing. And you should be very proud of yourselves, every one of you, for being here.
So, Timmy, did you want to wrap this up for us? Did you have anything you wanted to add about your brother?
No.
No? You just like being up here? Well, I wanted to thank everybody for listening. As you can tell, they've got a lot of really important things to share. And I know for me, personally, as a parent, I do get wrapped up in what I'm trying to fix.
And I have learned that we need to keep a balance in our families and listen to everybody, because everybody has a voice. It's one voice. Okay. Thank you for your time. Have a great night.